Very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Chaf Beis, Baba Basra 22a, pagination is 43. We'll start on the facing page. We've been dealing with different types of damage that can be done from one person to the other, even though the person who's doing the damage is doing it on his own turf. And theoretically, he should be allowed to do whatever he wants to do. But we explored the possibility that he looks into the other person's rishus. And that's how we started the Masechta, with a requirement to build a wall to protect from hezek re'iya, infringement on the other person's usage, simply from looking from your own rishus. We continued with cases that even though you're doing it in your own area, you're doing damage to his wall, for example, or possibly certain types of activity attract visitors, shopgoers, and they may be restricted. In addition to those types of things where you're doing it on your own turf and we should be supporting it, but there's a restriction, there's another case that's discussed about a third of the way down here on the facing page, which is Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Omalei, a person can sometimes say, Kapasakta le lichiyusi, you're infringing on my business. And that would be the case where a person comes and does a sale or tries to open up a store in a way that infringes on a local person's business. If you'll drop down to the bottom of the page, about 20 lines up, the Gemara quotes Tanya a Braisa. Kofim b'nei mevo zeh shlo lehoshe b'neihem lo chayet v'lo bursiki v'lo melamed tinokos. The residents of a certain alley, we would think of it as a dead-end street, a certain type of region where they're living together, they could agree among themselves that no one is allowed to bring in certain types of craftsmen. A tailor, a tanner, velo echad mebnei ba'ali umnios, in a way that would infringe on somebody who's already in that alleyway doing that particular industry. However, v'lishcheno eino kofeyu, to a neighbor who decides that he wants to go into that industry, you can't stop him from going into that industry. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer af l'shcheno kofeyu, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says there might even be the possibility here of restricting a neighbor once one person is in that industry from a different person going into that industry. These are clearly very complex halachas, how to apply, how to restrict somebody from doing business. But that's the description, that there is the possibility of one person doing business in his own place, but it's considered an infringement on the other person who's already there, and he could take certain protective measures to try to protect his turf by getting an agreement from the people there not to rent to somebody else, but possibly somebody who's already in the alleyway may choose that industry without restriction because he's not coming from the outside and you're protected. He's a local guy trying to earn a living, and that possibly may not be able to be controlled. If you'll skip a line, pshitoli, the Gemara says, it's obvious that bar mosa a bar mosa achriti matzi me'akev, that a person coming from a different city to this city could be restricted from opening shop in a way that infringes. However, skipping a line, bo'i Rav Huna they had a question. If a person from one alleyway wants to open up in an alleyway in the same city, but it's a different alleyway than his, my teiku, the Gemara lets it stand. It's considered a question. How far do you take this infringement and call somebody an outsider? There are certain industries that we are more allowing of a person to open up shop. One example is Mikrei Dardiki on the next line, a person who's teaching young children Torah. We have another example of a more liberal approach, and we don't start invoking this infringement concept. On today's daf, Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, on the third line, Rochlin Hamachzirin Ba'ayoros, the peddlers that go to the different outlying areas, the Lomotzi Ma'akev, you can't stop them. The Omar Mar, because we have a ruling that Ezra Tikkun Lehem LeYisrael, Ezra made a takana for the Jewish people. Ezra's in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash start, inauguration of the second Beis HaMikdash. Shuroch LeMachzirim Ba'ayoros, he made a legislation that the peddlers should go to the outlying cities, Kedei Sheyutachshitin Metzuyim Levnos Yisrael, so that enhancers, ornaments, besamim, perfumes, should be available to the daughters of Israel. So he wanted them to go to the outlying areas to make that available, and therefore you can't restrict that if they come into town. But there's a unique way of how they do it, hanimili la dure, to go around, to be a roving salesman, that's acceptable, aval ikvue lo, but to establish himself as a store, that he's not allowed to do. Interestingly, the Ramah in Simen Kuf Nun Vav, Sif Vav, where this is mentioned, says, Nira li, it seems to me, dafka mochre besamim. It has to be that this peddler is selling perfumes, but that we should not take this term, rochel, peddler, in its global sense, anybody who comes roving with stuff, just because Ezra made a takana to benefit the women of Israel, doesn't mean it became a free-for-all. The itzuba merabonon hu, and if the salesperson is a Talmud Chacham, afilu l'ikvuei nami, there's more liberty given to allow him to open shop, even though he's from a different city. And the reason that's given is because it's not his way to go door to door, and it would take away from his learning, and that's a courtesy that he's allowed in certain circumstances to open up shop. Finally, a story. Hanu Dikula'i, there were certain people selling baskets, the Aisu Dikula'i LeBavel, and they brought their baskets to Bavel. The people of the city wanted to stop them from selling their baskets locally. They came in front of Ravina. Amaluhu, he told them, "May alma asu ula alma lizavnu." They come from the world, from that great wide world on the outside of our city, and they're allowed to sell to the great wide world that's in our city. And we explain, Vahani Mili Biyoma Deshuka, we're talking about the marketplace day. So that the people of the city are having a marketplace day, people are coming in from everywhere else, these other people are allowed to also come in from everywhere else. Basically, it's like a two-way street. If you want to benefit from the world, so then you have to allow the world to benefit from that situation called the marketplace day. Ava below Yoma Deshuka, but if it's not the marketplace day, it's just local commerce, then lo, then you could actually restrain these people from selling their things. Uva Yoma Deshuka Nami lo Amrinan, and even on the marketplace day, we're only referring to Lizvune Beshuka, to sell in the market, to grab customers from the increased population. Avala Adure, but to circle in town, trying to grab local people as customers, lo, that would be restricted. Yoshe Koach, thank you for joining.